Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to a special episode of The Brendan Show. Hey, I'm Brendan Burchard, and I'm honored to be your high performance coach today with this episode. I've spent the last 20 years studying human behavior change and writing, coaching, and training literally at the top levels on the topics of motivation, focus, productivity, confidence, and more. My goal, inspired by my own personal journey, is to help you and my audience live, love, and matter, which means to feel more vibrant, more connected, and more fulfilled in every area of your life. That's what we're doing today. If you like today's episode, grab a screenshot and share it on Instagram. Just tag me at Brendan Burchard so I can see you and give you a shout out or a hello. And if you want to go to another level of personal development in your life this month, be sure to join me live every month in my coaching program. Just visit hpxcoaching.com to get signed up. I teach a brand new personal development session every single month, meaning it's like a personal development seminar for you live
every single month on the first of the month. And then after I teach that for about 75 minutes, then we do live breakouts where you get to meet new people, network with people, set your monthly goals, and establish real accountability for your growth. Listen, you know that expert guidance and real consistency and an inspiring community is critical to your growth. So join me this month on the first. Just go to hpxcoaching.com. That's hpxcoaching.com. It's time to level up, my friend. It's time to take your year back. It's time to find that focus and that confidence and that vibrancy and that vibe again. Go to hpxcoaching.com and let me be your coach into fuller levels of high performance in every area of your life. Now, without further ado, let's jump into today's episode.
When people say I lost enthusiasm, they forgot how fun it is to give. That's what happened. They forgot. That's all. Right? They made contribution too big of a thing. Well, you know, I don't have a building with my name on it yet, Brendan. I literally just had a conversation with a guy on a jet he owned, and he was upset that in this part of his life, there's no buildings with his name on it. This was his thing. This is rich people problems. I'm like, this is a thing for you? He actually had a lot of emotion to it. Now, he had ambition and he had given and he'd done lots of things, but his contribution was tied to something that didn't really matter that much, though he thought it mattered. But notice what the contribution was. The accolade, the reward, the award, the name on the building was what he was after. I said, well, what does the name on the building give you? He says, well, you know, it gives me a sense of success. I said, why? He says, well, you know, just it gives me some, it's just such a public showing that I've done something good. I said, okay, what other public showings that you've done something good could be? And he said, well, you know, I host a fundraiser. And I said, well, are there any public showings of you doing good, of you actually, you know, getting your hands dirty and doing good? He goes, what do you mean? I said, you know, doing good. Like, do you volunteer? He hadn't volunteered in 15 years. He wrote a lot of checks. But he hadn't been in a soup kitchen in 15 years. Contribution, sometimes we think is the building. And we forget it's serving the dish. We make it too big. And so we feel disconnected from it. And then spiritually, we feel upset. Well, I'm not making my difference, people say. Because to them, making difference is this highfalutin big idea. It's the thing on the building. It's the $1 million of the cash. Brendan, I can't believe I'm working so long. I haven't built any schools in Africa yet. I'm like, dude, you'll be okay. It's not about the schools in Africa. It's not the name on the building. Those are good things. I'm not discounting those things per se. I'm saying if that's your measure of a sense of contribution in life, you'll always feel unfulfilled. Because you know what? You're gonna put your name on that building, and then they'll build a building across the street that's bigger with another guy's name on it. And you'll be like, damn. So don't tell me it's about the building. And it's not about the school, because they'll put up the school, and then they'll build another town, and they'll put up another school, and the kids will go over there. Like, it's not about that. It's about the act of giving. And so what I try to do to people, I say, oh, you want enthusiasm and vibrancy back to your life? Scale down your thoughts of contribution. Scale it down to daily acts of contribution. Daily acts. You know, you had those people who you posted your Instagram thing and they said some nice things to it. And you were like, oh, that's really nice. And you don't look at it again. When you could have said, hey, thank you. You know what? Let me send you something. I appreciate that. That's a small daily act. Giving to somebody. That's it. Simple. Right? Small daily acts, teaching your kids to give. Small little things, opening the door, getting the cup of coffee, helping people arrange something. Little small daily things. Like, I want you to get eyesight onto your day of giving. How can I give? Just little things. Because, look, if you're not doing the little things, you won't feel the big things when you finally get them. Let me say that again. If you're not doing the little things, you won't feel the big things when they finally happen. It won't be what you wanted. But the little things, those give. You'll sense them. There'll be something that's magical to them that makes a difference. It's easy to lose focus when any of this is going through the motions or normal for you, right? But what we know from psychology, if all we can do is add that drive that we love so much as a multiplier, and now we take all this and we just layer it, right? Now, congruence, challenge yourself again. Now, connection, challenge yourself again. Now, contribution, challenge yourself again. So I'm in Puerto Rico, and I'm sitting at this table, and this couple across the way recognized me for my work, and they said, "Hey, you're Brandon Burchard." I said, "Yeah," and I said, "Cool," and we just started talking, and I said, "Well, why are you here?" And the wife said, I don't think she was a wife. I think they were engaged or something, but it was not like a honeymoon trip, and it wasn't like a good trip either. They needed it. It was like, she said, "We really needed this time together." I said, "Why?" And she was really polite, and he was very silent. And I'm watching this, and I finally said, "So you, like, this was a trip that was really important to you." And I said, "Yeah." I said, "Is it because, you know, things suck between the two of you?" And they were like, they kind of looked at me like, "What?" But I went there because I thought, well, they kind of know what I do. I might as well, you know. And so they said, she said, "Oh, no, no, no." I said, "Well, I mean, if you needed the trip, Is he not giving you something you really want?" And this guy looked at me like he was going to smack me off my table. He's a big dude, too. And she said, "Well, no, it's good." And I asked him, I said, "Well, do you sense it's good?" And he goes, "Well, yeah, it's good." I said, "Well, why'd you need the trip? I mean, you could go out to, why didn't you go like, hey, let's go to our favorite restaurant? Why did you have to escape something? So did you have to escape yourselves to find yourselves here differently? What was going on?" And what happened was they just got as a couple, they'd been together long enough that they weren't trying anymore. And Puerto Rico was a place for them to try. You know what I mean? They went down there to give themselves some psychological ease that says, you know what, let's try. Sometimes you feel like you have to remove yourself from things to try again. And that's what they were doing. Now, they didn't have to spend all the money to go down to Puerto Rico. You know, they could have, you know, found a way to do that back at home. But I think it's really important that we recognize that what they were really doing was challenging themselves to connect again. Puerto Rico wasn't a vacation. Puerto Rico was a challenge. Can we get back together? They were challenging themselves. And in so many ways in our life, we have to do that. We have to, if we want more here, we have to push. Because you know what? As we go back to homeostasis, which is a good place to be in many ways, there's a lot of contentment that can happen in homeostasis. But remember the problem we frame this with: focus, enthusiasm, vibrancy. I feel like I lost those things, Brendan. What do you do? What you do is you become more self-aware of these things, and then you push. And a lot of people don't like the word push when I say it, right? They're like, "Well, okay, we'll become more mindfully assertive." How about that? Same thing. Challenge, push, whatever you want to call it, however you want to dress it up. The reality is, if you lost focus, no one's going to fix it for you. If you lost enthusiasm, no one's going to fix it for you. If you're losing vibrancy, you're not going to wake up tomorrow and feel better. It doesn't work like that. You got to take back command of the ship. You got to take back discipline. You have to take back your own paying attention to what counts. And I know that doesn't always sound like, you're like, "Geez, Brent, this is kind of heavy. Where's the balloons and stuff?" You know, it's like, I don't want to just fluff you up with motivation. I want to tell you, this takes work. This takes real work. And if you're not measuring yourself in some way on a daily and a weekly and a monthly basis, you'll fall back into going through the motions. And by the way, I don't have any problem with going through the motions. So if it sounds like I'm this guy who's like, push, 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 no, I'm answering the question. The question is, Brent, I lost focus and enthusiasm and vibrancy. And I'm just here to say, well, you're the only one who's going to get it back. It's going to take work and focus, right? There's great times of our life where we do just go through the motions and things are good. But if they're not, and you're aware of it, the most important thing you can do is to put these types of concepts back on your mental dashboard and measure them, watch them, pay attention to them, and seek to actively challenge yourself in each of these areas. In general, you should have challenges in your life. I like to tell people all the time, you know, if the only challenges you have in your life right now are the challenges that life threw at you, you're living a reactive life. A proactive life puts challenges in front of us on purpose. Like, literally, if the biggest, what I tell high performers all the time, the biggest challenge you're facing in your life right now, assuming, you know, life didn't throw something at you, is a challenge you place on yourself. And I'll give you this last example. Because a lot of people, well, yeah, Brent, that easy for you to say, or yeah, you don't understand. My big challenges are this. I get it. And when I was out on the East Coast, I had some time to sit with a young girl who's going through cancer. And she's in her hospital bed, and she's got maybe 4 or 6 months from what the doctors say. She and her parents have a longer vision for her life, but she's a teenager on a hospital bed. She knows life isn't good. Now, life has thrown her the ultimate challenge, hasn't it? But her biggest challenge isn't cancer. She could make it that. We could all make it that. Well, yeah, Brendan, sure, you say you should set the biggest challenges in your life. Sure, it's easy for you to say, my husband's being that. We're going through this in the business. I've had this health issue. Well, this teenage girl dealing with cancer, when I walk in the room, all around her bed are all these books. And so when I start talking with her, I said, well, what are all these books about? She says, oh, I'm learning Spanish. I said, you're learning Spanish? She goes, yeah, I've always wanted to challenge myself to learn Spanish. Now think about that for a moment, how beautiful that is. Life threw her the ultimate challenge, mortality. And yet, here she is, in the crux of the biggest challenge she ever got, setting her own challenges. That brings you back to life. And that's what it was doing for her. So if you're lacking a good challenge in life, set one up. Even if that's just asking, how can I be a better person? Connect more and contribute more. If these become the challenges, great. If you need another challenge, great. But set that up so that you feel that focus come back in. Because challenge, whoom, gives you focus. Challenge gives you something to grow into, spurs that enthusiasm. Challenge gets you fired up to focus, to do good, to be there. All these things, I hope, will help you reach higher levels of performance.
Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to jump in the middle of this episode here real quick and tell you about something I'm really excited about and something that answers a question that many of you have for me all the time, which is, Brendan, where do you get this crazy focus and energy in your life? And the truth is, I've developed a supplement line that really helps me do that. And frankly, I needed to. I don't know about you, but sometimes when you're trying to achieve big things, a lot of stress comes along. And as you're trying to achieve bigger things, you need to be on your A game more often. You need to be mentally sharp. You need to be mentally prepared. You need to be mentally energized and productive. And not once in a while, but like every day. You have to be on, and sometimes guzzling more coffee isn't gonna do it. You have to use what we call nootropics, which are, you know, basically supplements that help optimize your brain. And yes, we have a product for exactly that. It's called HPX Optimized, and it is our most popular product. And you can get it. It's back in stock at hpxwellness.com. That's hpxwellness.com. You'll find HPX Optimized for your mental focus and energy there. You'll also find my favorite powdered energy drink that we created. That's 100% organic and vegan. And you'll find my essentials, which is my daily multi that I take that covers my energy, that covers my longevity, that covers my immunity, that covers my brain and body health that I absolutely love. And you will feel the difference. Go to hpxwellness.com right now. hpxwellness.com.
How do I balance the idea of staying in peace by focusing on the now while also having a focus on my future self to stay motivated, what I would encourage you to do is exactly that. Have the power of now, right? Always be aware where you're at now. And have a disciplined practice when you step away to look to the future. So someone also asked, Brendan, what's your daily routine look like? One of my daily routines is that in the evening, I'm looking out into the week, into the month, and into the year, and asking those types of questions. For me specifically, I tend to ask questions about who I want to be and where I want my relationships to go, much more than where I want my business to go. That's me personally. So I have a time, right? We all need a time to focus on the future. Most people wait until December 31st to do that. I'm trying to tell you, you know what? Try to make it like a Sunday practice. It's a great time. You know, Sunday, you're out of work maybe for a little bit, and now you can just focus. But the time to focus on the future is when you take a step away to give some time for that thinking. I hope that serves you. I approach my day very, very, I would say, disciplined, and I think it helps me a lot. Like, the day can change, right? But I have to have a set of habits that happen each day regardless of what's going on with the bulk of the day, right? There's some days I'm with the team, some days I'm at my house. But the daily schedule always looks very similar. Morning, I am up 20 ounces of water. Boom. I am going downstairs to my yoga mat. I do about 10 to 15 minutes of calisthenic stretching and yoga, usually a vinyasa flow and a qigong, okay? So I'll usually do that for about 15, 20 minutes. Then I'll come upstairs, I'll get my green tea or I'll get some water, I'll sit down, and what I do is I usually will either read something that I'm inspired by, or I'll take out my journal and I'll write. Usually only about 15, 20 minutes. And then I'll spend another 20 minutes on scheduling the day. Even if the day is already booked, and the day is already scheduled. It's booked beginning to end. But in the morning, I spent 20 minutes just thinking about this day. You know how I was up at the flip chart and I could just talk like that? It's because this morning I thought about it for 20 minutes. I thought about how the day is gonna go. I think about my intention I'm gonna put into things. I literally spend 20 minutes either creating the schedule of the day, but most of the time my schedule is already fairly created because I plan pretty far out. So now I just think about what's that going to go like? What am I gonna bring into those situations? How can I do that meeting with more excellence? I literally spend 20 minutes thinking about the schedule, which I think is what gives me the performance edge, right? Most people don't do that. But think about more traditional elite level of performance, let's say an NFL team. The amount of time they spend thinking about the game coming up, that's why they win. They're watching tape, they're thinking through it, they're giving themselves time to think through the endeavor. And if you don't ever do that, then you're all just bumbling into one thing to another. And hey, maybe you're amazing. Maybe you got the power of now so good, you just flow right through every time you crush it. But the odds are you don't, right? Without intention and thinking, we're in trouble. This whole idea, we can just blink, no offense to Malcolm Gladwell, but it's absurd, right? The amount, maybe for 1% of expertise, they can do it. For the rest of us, we have to think. We gotta really consider how things are gonna go. So spend a lot of time doing that. Then I always take a 45-minute walk outside every day. It's not always 45 minutes, to be fair. Always a walk outside. At least 20 minutes, usually up to 45 minutes. And for me, that's usually right before dinner or after dinner. Like the work day is kinda done. About to eat or sit down with my wife or go pick her up, I'm gonna get a walk outside. 70% of the US public is, 70% by the CDC, is deficient in vitamin D. And if you didn't know it, vitamin D is a huge mood booster. If your mood sucks, you probably need some more vitamin D, and most people aren't even getting close to it. They're not even getting 500 milligrams when some people need, depending on where you live, 2, 4, 6, or 8 thousand IUs, okay? You need a lot of vitamin D, more than you think. So I'll get outside, I'll get that walk on, and then I have my schedule at night where I don't look at anything in terms of television or screens an hour before bed. Usually I'll have a book or a journal, and I'll give myself that peace. how can we find what fulfills us, and how do we differentiate between things that we want to achieve or things that fulfill us? Everything you should want to achieve should be something that you know will fulfill you. Just stop spending time on things that aren't going to fulfill you. Just stop. It doesn't mean that you have to deal with the daily, you know, taking out the garbage, that's not exactly fulfilling. Having a good, organized home life, that can be. So you have to find that bigger thing that brings you fulfillment. But the differentiator between the two things is always understanding that why. Well, why is it important for me to do this task or these series of tasks? And knowing what that outcome of fulfillment is going to be. I think, one, just all the ideas of the power of now and mindfulness, finding joy in the moment, if you've studied my work, is everything. Not just finding it, but bringing the joy into it. And I think, look, the more joy you experience, the more you'll feel fulfilled automatically. You don't have to try. Like, that's the way you reverse engineer fulfillment. You bring the joy. When you bring the joy consistently, you will feel fulfilled. They lockstep together. However, in terms of achievement, the most important thing is really question why you want to achieve something. I really think that's important. Remember the guy with the building in his name? He never really thought that through. I literally asked the guy 5 questions, and we broke right through that, and he realized that was kind of a BS ambition for him. It was something he wanted to achieve, but he never really even questioned it. That's why I think it's important to have a coach or somebody you can talk with and reflect back and forth about what's important and what you want to achieve.
All right. Hey, my friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you're ready to go to another level, don't forget, go to hpxcoaching.com. Let me be your coach. Let me spend the first of each month with you, giving you a personal development seminar. Let me help you get unstuck, break through your emotional blocks, find your real clarity, your real passion, your real purpose, and implement the habits that you know you need to implement. Change your life by getting a coach, getting some expert guidance. Listen, you got as far as you could get. You're here. You achieved so much in your life. But to go to another level requires another level of mindset, another level of discipline, another level of direction and community and consistency. And that is what my coaching program is all about. So go to hpxcoaching.com. And listen, if you're ready to go to a whole other level, I'm hiring. Please go to brandon.com/hiring for our open roles. I got a big secret project that we are rolling out, and you'll only find information on that at brandon.com/hiring. We've got, I don't know, 10 or 12 open positions there. If you ever wanted to work with me, if you wanted me to be your leader, you wanted me to literally employ you and help you grow in your career and do what we do. Serving this mission of helping people around the world achieve their dreams faster, helping them improve their lives. We live every day as a team to do that, and we are currently hiring. We're building out a new product, and we need some people to help us do that. Brandon.com/hiring. If you don't know how to spell my name, don't even think about it. We're looking for people who are pros. If you're interested in internship with me, don't go there. We're not hiring interns. If you're interested in starting your career with me, don't go there. We are an A team here. We've got people who are really experienced. So if you're new to personal development or you're new to marketing, you're probably not going to be the person we're looking for. We're looking for people with at least 3 years of professional experience in a lot of different roles, because we take this role very seriously. We get to change lives, and millions of them, every single day. That's the work. So we're looking for real pros, top of your game, ready to come on to an organization that reaches just as many people in the world as any other personal development influencer or trainer on the planet. And we'd be excited to have you join us in a big new initiative we're rolling out for the beginning of the year. I can't even tell you any more about that. Go to brandon.com/hiring if you'd like to work with us. And if you just want to go to another level and have me as your coach, not your boss, go to hpxcoaching.com so I can give you a brand new personal development session this month to help you set your goals, get on track, get unstuck, and achieve your ultimate difference. Go to hpxcoaching.com for that. Thanks again for listening to The Brendan Show. You all mean so much to me. I have so much coming out in the next couple of months for you here that's going to be unique and special, and I know you're going to love it. So keep your head up. I know it's been a hard year. Please remember, as always, you are stronger than you think, and the future holds good things for you. Hey, it's Brendan. I'm jumping in here to tell you about another show on the Growth Day Podcast Network. Yes, both of my shows are on the Growth Day Podcast Network. My show, Motivation with Brendan Burchard, and Marketing with Brendan Burchard. Those two shows are sponsored by the Growth Day Podcast Network. But we have four other incredible shows that we have launched with. The first show is Straight Up with Trent Shelton. Trent is just an incredible motivational speaker. If you've never seen this guy on stage or listened to his podcast, go subscribe to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. He's got over 12 million fans online. Why? Because he just brings the fire. He's so incredibly passionate. He's so knowledgeable about the struggles we have with our mental health, with our relationships. And like I said, he's just absolutely a beast on stage. When you see Trent bring it, it's so incredible. Well, his podcast is a reflection of that. I mean, Trent's one of those guys charging $50,000 or $100,000 per keynote talk, and you can go access his podcast for free. That absolutely blows my mind. That's why I love podcasting. So go just subscribe to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. It's an incredible show that will keep you inspired. You'll hear about his real life struggles as he's trying to deal with his health, you know, being a former NFL player, an athlete when he gets injured, or how he's trying to build his business, or how he's trying to maintain positive relationship in his life where, as a creator, you know, so many people are judgmental. He's an incredible force in this world, a great friend, and somebody I know you'll learn a lot from. I just love his episodes. So go to Straight Up with Trent Shelton and subscribe today. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan. Or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me. 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori And she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy. I was like, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language. Earn. To earn the gifts we've been given. To earn the life that we want. To work for it. To strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast.